Farm safety for the harvest season. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Farm equipment vehicle accidents have increased in recent years, but farmers can do their part to avoid these collisions by using safety tips. Rod Bain has more.
Coming up the last full week of September, National Farm Safety and Health Week. Most farmers like you put safety first and foremost, yet there's still a rise in accidents between farm equipment and motor vehicles. As for why this is, Michigan State University Extension expert Mike Staton says some factors include:
farm equipment is getting larger, and we're seeing commuter length distances increase.
And not only for equipment that must travel farther from field to field, but motorists whose work commute is longer and therefore are more rushed to get to where they need to be. Now add other local factors such as terrain, increased equipment and motorist travel, and the potential for collisions increases. So what can be done to avoid such accidents? Staton says both sides are responsible for safety. But from the farmer point of view, some things you can do to prevent an accident include:
always mount a clean and highly reflective slow-moving vehicle emblem, that triangle that we referred to. Always put it in the right space on 3 to 5 foot high, kind of in the center of the piece of equipment.
And while state rules vary on placement of caution triangles, Staton advises putting them on all farm equipment as a rule of thumb, as those in transport still move slower than a motor vehicle. Also,
never use white lights on the rear of the tractor. We never want to do that. If you don't have the proper red light on the back of your equipment or your trailing equipment, have an escort vehicle follow within 50 feet.
Use flashing amber lights, regardless of time of day. And Staton says,
the farm operator or the tractor operator should be checking behind them and pulling over when it's possible.
And farmers, don't forget to use your turn signals as you are transporting equipment. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And hoping we can all have a safe harvest season. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.